Stuart never paid any fare on buses because he wasn't big enough to carry an ordinary dime. The only time he had ever attempted to carry a dime, he had rolled the coin along like a hoop while he raced along beside it. But it had got away from him on a hill and had been snatched up by an old woman with no teeth. After that experience, Stuart contented himself with the tiny coins which his father made for him out of tinfoil. They were handsome little things, although rather hard to see without putting on your spectacles. When the conductor came around to collect the fares, Stuart fished in his purse and pulled out a coin no bigger than the eye of a grasshopper. "What's that you're offering me?" asked the conductor. "It's one of my dimes," said Stuart. "Is it now?" said the conductor. "Well, I'd have a fine time explaining that to the bus company. Why, you're no bigger than a dime yourself." "Yes, I am," replied Stuart angrily. "I'm more than twice as big as a dime. A dime only comes up to here on me." And Stuart pointed to his hip. "Furthermore," he added, "I didn't come on this bus to be insulted." "I beg pardon," said the conductor. "You'll have to forgive me, for I had no idea that in all the world there was such a small sailor." "Live and learn," muttered Stuart tartly, putting his change purse back in his pocket.